You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 110, Another Homeschool Graduate. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? All right, friends, welcome back to this week's episode. I have a special treat because last week I interviewed my daughter Bella about graduating early, and I just had talked to Porter a little bit before and asked him some of his things that he enjoyed and didn't like, and I just kind of filled in the blanks for him. But he was able to make time to hurry and record with me before he takes off tomorrow to Puerto Rico. So this is Porter. You can say hi.
Hello.
And we talked about last episode that we use Tico, his nickname, interchangeably. He is the same person, Porter and Tico.
I'm just mild schizophrenia.
So Tico, tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I'm a musician. I play guitar, bass, and I sing a little bit. I've been recording, self-plug. You can check out my music. Everybody just look up Tico. I've been doing that for a while. I'm preparing for a mission.
I did say that last week.
So I leave in August for my mission. So that's pretty exciting. And then I CrossFit, which is pretty cool.
Oh, I actually did talk about that you're getting your certification.
Yeah, so I'm getting CrossFit certified coming up here. And I'm also training with my dad to be a mortgage broker. And I actually have my test coming up the next month. So it's just kind of stuff in my life that's going on right now.
All right. I said all those things accurate. I did not lie about
any of
those. So far, so good. So we'll see how else it goes. Okay, Tico, do you remember, like, your homeschool experience, what you did, like, how long you didn't homeschool to what we've homeschooled, like, kind of telling people what you did? Does that make sense?
No.
I worded it weird. I prepped your sister better. Yeah. So sorry. So Porter did 2 years of preschool.
Oh, is that okay?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so yeah, I remember I did 2 years of preschool.
And
with Mrs. Rosenball and Buxton.
Oh, yeah.
Mrs. Buxton was my other teacher.
Uh-huh.
And then I did a month of kindergarten at a
private school.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah, I pass it on the way to the office all the time. It's a Girl Scout
building. It's a Girl Scout building now. Yeah.
So apparently it wasn't that good of a school because it's out of business. So,
yeah. Well.
So I did a month of that, and then she pulled us out, and I've been homeschooling ever since.
Yes. And then the middle of your ninth grade year, you switched to online school.
Mm-hmm. Was that ninth grade? I didn't realize it had been that long.
Yes, because Ethan started the middle of his 10th grade year.
Oh, that's, yep, because that's, okay, yeah, that's right.
See, I'm still accurate. Mm-hmm. I still know
She's
what's
right.
going on.
I actually needed her for that.
So he did online school for 9th grade, and then you went to a physical brick and mortar charter school for 10th grade, that was 2 days a week.
Yeah.
But kind of tell about your experience with that.
So it was awful. I didn't like it at all. So the main thing is, instead of normal school hours, they would start you at 10 in the morning and then you'd end at 5. And on Tuesdays, I had to wake up at, what, like 5 to go to jazz band?
Yeah, he had jazz band at 6 a.m.
Yeah, so I would actually attend my local high school and do their jazz band. And so I had to wake up at about 5 to do that. Then sometimes I'd work out for a little, but then I'd have to go to school. And then after school, I had different band practice for a different program I was in.
And work.
Oh, yeah, but I didn't do that on Tuesdays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was, you know, I was, like, up for 15 hours of the day, and I'm already super sleepy as it is. And it actually was terrible, if you remember, my feet, like, I would wear shoes so much, and I started sweating so much that layers of skin would fall off my feet. And that was super cute.
Yeah.
Ladies love that.
Ladies do love that. Mm-hmm. Yes, and that was also the year that he was saving up to go on a tour to Europe. So you were working 20 hours a week on top of all
some,
of that?
Yeah, and sometimes I was even working 30-hour weeks. That was more rare, but I was on average working about 25 hours a week to try to save up for this tour to Europe.
How were the charter school was a traditional math class and then 3 college classes. Mm-hmm. So what did you think about those classes?
So I didn't really feel, it wasn't necessarily like trying to, because what do you think is you're instilling a love of learning?
Yeah.
That's your thing. It definitely was not that. So like I passed my classes and everything, but I didn't feel like I don't remember jack crap. I don't remember what I learned. So
yeah.
Like I took this really hard, my science classes were the hardest ones, but the teacher was super nice and like super organized.
Yeah, I thought you liked your teacher.
Yeah, she was nice, except for my one communications teacher.
Right.
She kind of bugged me. And but my other classes, you know, it just wasn't, I don't know, I was pretty behind in math. I never caught up.
I did talk about math with Bella.
Yeah, I just got behind in math and then we switched to a different program and I just got my associates and didn't catch up.
Oh, okay. So, hey, yeah. There you go. There's a little plug if you're worried about your kid being behind in math. Apparently they can get
And
their
now
associates.
I'm trying to go into finances.
Yeah.
So you're in good hands. So.
Well, do you need a mortgage?
Yeah.
That's funny. And then he switched to the same program Bella did that was through a charter school in Utah called MyTech High. And graduated from Southern New Hampshire University. So he did it in the 2 years. And how was that doing it in 2 years?
Yeah, so it wasn't bad. I was definitely, the first year, it was tough with projects I didn't want to do. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty self-motivated. Not pretty, it is, you know, self-paced, self-motivated. So it was a little tricky at first to try to, you know, when I don't want to do something, I get really distracted. You know, I'll check on my phone or I'll go play guitar and remove things that I need to be doing. And so for the first part, that was pretty tough for me to try to adjust to that. Near the end, though, I started getting on good pace. And actually, that's when I had a lot of, like, you know, economic projects and lots of financial projects. And I really enjoyed those. So that's when it started becoming more fun and, you know, stuff I enjoyed.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So he's leaving for a mission, and then tell people what do you plan on doing when you come back in 2 years?
So when I come back, hopefully try to get married. And then,
single, ready to mingle,
single,
ladies.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Not while I'm on the mission, though. Nice try. Then I'm going to, so I'll keep working in mortgages and try to make, almost four. Try to make heck of cash.
Yeah. Your sister said the same word.
So, yeah, I'm better than her, though. So
thank you for making this G-rated.
Mm-hmm. So try to make serious bank. And then I'm going to try to get my bachelor's degree, you know, finish my degree and get that, just get it in finances.
Oh, okay. I was actually going to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Porter had a cool journey about switching degrees. He was originally thinking about going into music because he loves music so much. But he went through his own cool little journey and decided to do a different path. So that's kind of fun. That'd be another episode in itself. Okay, let's dive into your homeschool experience with your cool mom. And that's me. And talk about what is a highlight or what was something that your favorite that we did when you were full homeschooled?
I really liked science experiments we would do. Sometimes she would do them just to, torture isn't the right word.
I don't think, no, but like, are you talking about the acids and the bases?
Yeah, so this is a specific experience. As we were learning about the pH scale, and so she was teaching us about acids and bases, and so she would blindfold us. I think I was the first.
Yeah,
I might have been the only one you
ever,
yeah.
No, I think Bella did it too.
So she blindfolded me and then made me drink apple cider vinegar, you know, without telling me what I was drinking. So I was not prepared for it. And it's the most, if you've ever tried it, it's disgusting. Like I hear it's really good for tummy aches and everything, but it is absolutely horrid. And just stuff like that she would get us to do.
Those are your favorites?
Yeah, I thought it's a funny memory now.
Oh, okay.
I didn't like it then. But we did like a lot of, we did ivory soap one time.
Thing.
So if you get ivory soap and you microwave it, it like kind of...
It foams.
It doesn't... I was going to say explode. That's not the right word.
Yeah.
It just goes up and super puffy. And then we decided to make it a painting project and paint them. And I thought that was super fun. And then my favorite probably when I was a kid was... was William Tell... Wait, no. Who did the 1812 Overture?
Tchaikovsky.
Was it? Okay, yeah. William Tell's the
apple.
Didn't we did this like the other week? Yeah, he's the apple guy. So
we were shooting apples off people's heads.
Yeah, that was crazy.
We didn't really.
So she printed out little cannons just like from a clip art and off of Google. And then we blasted the 1812 Overture on the speaker and just jumped around pretending to shoot each other. And that's I thought that was super fun.
That's awesome. Kate, I don't think I guessed any of those for your favorite memory, but I'm pretty sure I have your least favorite memory guessed. So what's your least favorite memory of homeschooling?
Homeschooling. So this doesn't count like any charter school stuff. Like
no.
Just completely homeschooling.
Oh. Yeah. So charter school wins.
Charter school wins. Yeah. I don't know. I would complain about math a lot.
Oh, I guess you said all the singing.
Oh, I mean, it's kind of funny, though.
Well, that's funny. I thought you told me that, like, you always made us sing stupid songs.
It was annoying because we had, like, it's kind of fun now because I can still remember, like, bits and pieces of most of them. Because she had me jump in the other week or so.
Well, no, you just came in and did it.
Oh, that's right. She didn't bring me.
I didn't make him. He just came in and started singing along.
I said, that's a cool mom. I'm coming in right now. And so, yeah, and I remembered most of the songs. But we would do like 10 a day. and they're not short songs either. Some of them are like 5 minutes
long.
They are
not that long, but.
Okay, but like there's like this Explorers one. That one's like.
Explorers is long.
Explorers is enormous. So, yeah, they're like, okay, so like 2 to 3 minutes long. Okay. Is that more fair?
Yeah.
And we do about 10 of them every day. And so that, yeah, I guess that was kind of, I wouldn't say it's not like a bad memory.
Like a funny memory?
Yeah, it was more funny.
Yes. And I guessed what's your favorite thing we studied?
Economics.
Yeah, I was right on that one.
There we go.
Yes. And I think I was talking to a client that, just exposing kids to a buffet of things because all the other kids.
I thought you were saying an actual buffet. That's weird.
Do you like Chuck-O-Rama? Yeah. No, but talking about education and exposing to different things, because all of my kids have been exposed to economics, but you're the only one who like really loved it. And so I bought Bob Murphy's book. Do you remember what was that one called?
Lessons for the Young Economist.
What were some, like investing in one lesson?
I never actually read that one.
Okay, economics in one lesson? I swear you read that one.
I can't remember.
Okay.
Ooh, I learned though. I did. There's Richard J. Mayberry has a series too.
The Uncle Eric.
Whatever Happened to Penny Candy? So yeah.
Yes.
That was a really good one too. That also turns into history and stuff and politics, but it also focuses on economics.
Yeah. So I just thought it was interesting because I've had all the kids read the Uncle Eric books, and some of them are like, this is so boring and so long.
Yeah, I love them though.
Yes, and the Bob Murphy book is a big text style type book.
Yeah, and that's a
textbook style. That's what I meant.
Text style. So it's funny because with bigger books like that, I typically I'm turned off by those. But when it's something I enjoy, I actually really like reading it. And that was the thing I found is when I started going to charter school and you lose it, it's more about passing the test and a class. I actually had forgotten that I really, really liked economics.
I remember that.
Yeah. And, I was never doing anything for fun. And so then I was practicing music a lot. I was playing guitar like 5 hours a day, which, to some virtuosos, maybe it's like, oh, that's not that much, but like, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And so I kind of like burned out there. And that's when I started realizing, how much I really enjoyed finances and stuff. Oh, Richest Man in Babylon is another one I did.
You did like that
Richest Man in Babylon is a really, really good book.
So here's a question for you. So Tico, so he's my second son, and and he is very social, likes people.
I get around.
Okay, that's not what I meant. But you were my one kid, so I knew Ethan would be content homeschooling always. Mm-hmm. But you are my kid that I thought, I bet Porter would want to have the high school experience. So do you feel like you missed out on high school by homeschooling?
So initially, right now, no, I don't think so. Initially, I would have thought that. I'm the kind of person that has to, go through something do it wrong until you realize that you're like, oh, so that was the better option. And so, you know, doing the charter school, we only went twice a week. And then I was doing jazz band too, so which isn't really like a school experience because you're just going to band, and band kids are weird anyways.
Oh,
and it's true. So
that's a thought.
No, that's a circumstance for sure. So just doing that, like, and then coming back to homeschooling where I'm just doing the self-paced, and then I'm working with my dad, right? And so doing stuff like that, I realized, like, that's the kind of stuff I wanted to be doing. I didn't really, and besides, like, I was able to make a friend group anyways that were homeschooled, and they're awesome. So I didn't really feel like I missed out on anything, you know, too big. And, you know, a lot of my friends growing up in Utah, where everyone's a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, you know.
A lot of people, but not everybody, yes.
But, like, so I was able to make enough friends just by a church community anyway. So I actually know a lot of the kids that go to our high school.
Yeah.
Which is a funny thing, like, they're like, and then a lot of them will say, like, oh, how do you get a social life? Well, I know you. Like, so.
So, yes. I thought it was interesting because he had this group of friends he got really close with, and they all did a different path for high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was interesting. One of the kids ended up starting college around 13 and got a bachelor's degree.
Yeah.
Another one decided to do some AP classes at the school and then got an amazing ACT score.
Yeah.
What was their score?
35.
Oh, 35. I was wrong. I told somebody 34 the other day.
Oh, man, which is a bad score.
Yeah.
I was going to go 36.
She ended up getting a full ride. Yeah, I think 36 is the highest you can get.
Okay.
So she got 35. Some kids did that charter school. They did end up graduating from there.
Yeah, they didn't want to, though. It's a bad school. I don't want to, like,
don't say the
I don't
want to
slander
gonna,
it. Yeah. We'll get some copyright issues, but it blows.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's go on to levels of liberty.
LOL, so, if you will.
LOL. What are your
older audience, right? It's a texting acronym.
Oh, thanks, Porter. So Porter's a clown, but I love him. I don't know. I think this might be a perfect example right now of, like, allowing your kid to be themselves and being okay with it. Because I feel like you and I have a great relationship.
Yeah.
And I think part of that has been from Dad and me not trying to make you be somebody you're not.
Yeah, for sure.
And we definitely have worked with Tico of, like, when is it appropriate?
That was a big problem when I was a kid.
And apparently it's still there.
Yeah. Let's just say it was annoying.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
But I
That's
loved you
thought,
anyway. That's
but...
a thought
mm-hmm.
that we both believe. Okay, Tico, so we've done Levels of Liberty for years now, and I took a guess on your thoughts about it.
Okay.
But, like, what are your thoughts about it?
I think Levels of Liberty is awesome. I
knew that.
Yeah.
That's what I guessed. That's
I think
what
it's
I said
great.
You'd say.
So the older I get, it sounds like such, I'm still so young. But
back
like
in
such,
when I was a
back
child.
Back in my day. No, but the older I get, it seems like, you know, as a kid, you always think, I was just talking with Dad about this morning. Like, you think that adults know everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm 18 and I'm like, oh, they really don't know. They don't know a ton, so, and I don't know, and they know more than I do,
yeah.
So that's concerning. And, but you, like, these parents, it just seems like there's so many arbitrary rules, and it's not helping your kid grow. It's just like, and there's never any reasoning behind it. It's like taxation without representation.
And that's not
just
fair.
Yeah. That's a little Schoolhouse Rock for you. A big staple of homeschool. And so it just seems like a lot of rules are made with really no reasoning or logic and no explanation for the kids. And that's one of the things I love is we do our family meetings every week. And when my mom or dad makes a rule, they'll actually go to the kids, do you know why we're doing this? And a lot of times they don't know. And so we have people try to explain it to them. And I think that is awesome for kids to actually know why certain rules are in place.
That's really interesting. What rule have we implemented that you didn't understand? Or is that too much off the cuff that
I
asked you that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's been so long.
Oh, okay.
I've been high level for a long time. So what can I say?
He's pretty advanced on levels of liberty.
I am. I'm level 6 right now.
Yes.
So, you know, we're kind of killing it in that category.
Oh, we did talk about Tico and I. So part of levels of liberty is the successful 6. And the first one is finances.
Oh, I forget that that's what you call it now.
Yeah, I used to call it fences.
That's a mouthful.
So yeah. I changed it to the successful 6. And the first one is finances. And so it's been kind of cool to see that we started first the skill of paying tithing, then the skill of matching your tithing to your savings. And you've always done more
to
your savings.
That's Richard Man Babylon talks about it. So always give. So
pay yourself first.
Yeah, we're Christians. So we believe pay God first. And actually, my dad, who's a financial advisor with, you know, over 20 years of experience, has always said, if you can give. You know, if you're not Christian, then just
donate it.
Do it to find a cause that you believe is a worthy cause and, you know, pay for it.
Yeah.
So I think that's fantastic advice. And then pay yourself. And so you're paying yourself at least 10%, which is matching your charitable donations. And my dad's always said, if you can learn to live off of 80% of your income, you'll always be wealthy. You're going to be wealthy. And if you can do more, do more. I'm at a place in my life where I don't have a lot of expenses, still living at home and getting ready for my mission. So I.
You're still a freeloader?
Yeah, to put it in a word, yes. So I pay 10% to God, and then 20% goes to savings that I just don't really touch, but, you know, I invest and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, so it's been this progression of you did those simple things, and then it was tracking your money. Mm-hmm. And being very aware. I don't know that you ever had an issue with overspending. Did you ever?
I mean, so...
Or just like little kid, like, ooh, I want something at the store.
When I was a kid, my dad, in our church, we had this book called The Book of Mormon. And our family thing was like, if you read it, you get $100.
Yes.
So I read it, and then, you know, I paid my tithing and stuff. And I was like, what, 9, 10?
I don't remember.
So I went and blew it all. And I was like, this sucks. I have no money left.
Yeah.
And that was about it.
Oh, okay. Yes, he's been good. He's bought most of your guitars. Most of all of
you
your
guys
equipment.
Did buy my... They bought my favorite electric, yeah.
Was that for your 16th birthday, though? I thought we did that for your birthday.
Yeah, that was a surprise. That was like the coolest birthday ever. I'm going to be honest. That was... Hats off to this chick.
To the cool mom.
Yeah, that was awesome. So you did that, and then you also got me my 12-string guitar.
Oh, that's right.
So, yeah, and then other stuff has been me. So, like, I bought my amplifier, my other guitars. I just picked up a new one.
That's beautiful.
It is. Shout out to Eli Benyon. He makes great guitars.
He's also a homeschooler.
He is. Trade school for that and hand-build them.
Yeah, it was beautiful. He also paid for his own tour to go to Europe.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was almost $5,000.
Yeah, that was really impressive. Mm-hmm. Our kids also have to pay for most of their own clothes.
Yeah.
After 13, most of your own shoes.
I'm a fan of jorts. It's kind of my thing. So
jean shorts.
Jean shorts, yeah.
That is his thing. Yeah, so we did have things like that. But now you're to the point, too, where I've been teasing you, but he's been investing, but he also has a credit card now. Mm-hmm. So he's been trying to establish his credit and do all these awesome things.
Apparently, they don't give you a huge limit right when you turn 18, which is weird.
Give me $5,000. What's your limit? 300?
No, 500.
Oh, big spender.
I know, big time.
So it's just been fun to see, like, watching his progress and him watching Tico create some pretty cool stuff. Okay, so now my next question is, I know you like traditional roles and whatnot, so you plan on working, probably plan on your wife most likely being home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you want her to homeschool your kids?
At the very least, I would want to... our kids to be private schooled.
Mm-hmm.
I think that public school is really stupid. I don't know. The more I'm a big, you know, believer in like free market capitalism, and to me, the idea of public school is very it's communist. It's a very, you know, communist idea. I don't like public school at all, and the fact that they, you know, you're not allowed to talk about God, you're not allowed to pray. I remember my jazz band teacher. If you wanted us to say, I'm not going to say his name because he'll get in trouble. But if you wanted us to pray before a concert, you know, because we did every time, actually, he would say, would anyone like to offer like words of motivation or something?
Oh, for a prayer.
And it was just a prayer, but he like couldn't say it.
Say the word prayer.
And so I really don't like that. So I would, you know, I think it'd be cool if my wife were to homeschool our kids. That's a lot to ask.
Well, I just want to remind you that I will do Grandma Day.
grandma day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I will take the kids once a week. Mm-hmm. So that's a little icing on the cake to help her. Go.
So I would, I wouldn't be the one to homeschool my kids. And that's a lot to ask of my wife, I think. So I guess I'm saying she did a lot.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Humble brag. But yeah, I would definitely at the very least want my kids to go to a Christian private school.
Okay. And do you think you will implement levels of liberty into your family?
At least in some degree. It's going to be different for every family, of course.
But I think I do that with even in my own coaching. Because no family's the same, right? We have seven kids.
Which is crazy. You think we're all the same unit, but...
To me, it's a principle.
Mm-hmm. I've never liked when people do the same role for every person. I really love that she talks about she parents each kid differently.
Mm-hmm.
So the way she parents Bella is extremely different from how she parents me, because Bella is a wild child.
No, I say Bella is externally motivated.
Alcoholic.
Porter don't. Bella does not drink alcohol. Porter is internally motivated. Bella is externally motivated. Mm-hmm. And so when it was getting close down to the wire and she wasn't looking like she was going to graduate, she was externally motivated by losing all her privileges.
Yeah.
And with Tico, I'll check his phone and whatnot and said, oh, it looks like you've got on Instagram a little bit too long. And these are some of the downsides of getting on social media too much. Do you want me to put a timer on your phone? And he said, no, I'll get it.
Yeah, and that was funny. And I actually, it's funny, the usage has, so if you look at the timer, it stays about the same. But the funny thing is, by taking it away, I was able to learn, when it's appropriate, when it's not, if that makes sense. So, maybe I could do better, but, it's not, I don't have it on when I'm working ever. And I actually, am
or on dates or with or your dates, friends, yeah, I've noticed that, too.
Yeah, so, yeah, that, and then Bella...
don't throw your sister.
She's just always on that phone, as they say.
Well, she's much more externally motivated.
I'm just kidding. Bella's great.
No, but I think,
No, you disagree?
I think that's an important parenting piece, as parenting a child as an individual.
Yeah, for sure.
Because we could even go through all the kids. And there, if I would have parented things I did with Bella with you, I think you would have rebelled.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But Bella likes it to have a little bit more of a pasture, a little bit more narrow fences of this is okay, this isn't okay. And you can have a wide open field and you're like, I'll figure out what's okay and what's not okay.
Yeah. And I really do well when it's I screw up and then have to kind of learn for myself. And so that's been nice to have some guidance within that. So it's my parents are there to help me out, but I'm kind of figuring things out for me, and mm-hmm. then when I need your help, I ask for help.
That's awesome. Okay. Last question. How awesome is it to have a mom who's a life coach?
It's a pretty dope fly. That's a word you should all use, by the way. My dad wants us to all say that.
Oh,
dope fly. Yeah.
No, but for reals, how's that been?
Life coach?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been good. I was just talking with dad today of, how cool it is that both of you guys just don't yell at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so stuff like that where you and dad are taking accountability for your own actions and feelings rather than pinning it on children. Because I guess I didn't really realize how, good we had it here. And then you hear just little stuff like parents, it's totally normal to yell at your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't realize we just don't do that. And I think a lot of that comes from the life coaching perspective of, I make my choices and then my actions I need to be held accountable for.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's cool.
That's awesome. Whenever I give really good advice, I charge Porter $100.
Mm-hmm. And my credit card is only, you already said it's only $500. So
he is maxed out.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I have so much interest to pay. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Tico, I love you. Thank you.
Love you too.
So if any of you, I know we have a lot of people in Arizona that listen and my boy will be headed down your way in August. So watch out for
hit me up.
Hit him up. He loves eggs. So buy him some eggs. What's your favorite food?
I don't know.
Meat and potatoes.
I just enjoy a good steak. I just have a lot of eggs. It's not like I like them. I just have a lot of them.
Like how many though? Like five a day?
Sometimes.
It's like Gaston.
I don't know. Like a lot is like eight. And then like average like 5 to 6.
Yes. This is why I had to start working, is to
support my egg habit.
Okay. All right, you guys. Thank you. That's been a lot of fun. Total plug for Porter and his music, Tico.
T-I-C-O.
T-I-C-O.
Find me wherever you listen to music.
Yes. And I usually tag him so you can find him from that stuff too. So anyway, have a lovely day and I'll talk to you guys next week.
Godspeed.
Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there. Thank you.